This is Reno Lovison, executive producer at ChicagoBroadcastingNetwork.com. Happy to introduce guest theater reporter Ricky Lee Travolta, who will be sharing an interview he conducted with actor, writer, and director Ronnie Marmo, currently in Chicago starring in two plays, Bill W. and Dr. Bob, and I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce, both on stage at the Biograph Theater beginning in March 2024. The highly creative PR professional Ricky Lee Travolta has appeared in and worked behind the scenes in numerous TV productions, and is the host of a weekly podcast, It's Showtime with Ricky Lee, that can be found at Spotify or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Now stand by and listen to an excerpt from Ricky's interview with Ronnie Marmo, talking about the play Bill W. and Dr. Bob.
Alcoholism is the devil on earth. I'm Ricky Lee Travolta. Today, my guest is actor and director Ronnie Marmo, who will be appearing in Bill W. and Dr. Bob, an exceptional play about the genesis of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's playing at the Biograph Theater. For tickets, you can visit BillWandDrBobOnStage.com. Ronnie joins me today to discuss this brilliant play that is guaranteed to touch hearts and give people inspiration. Has a lot to be excited about. My conversation with this talented actor and director starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, Ronnie Marmo, you are in Chicago to do a very important play, Bill W. and Dr. Bob. And I'm going to open the floor to you to tell the listeners what is so significant about this play.
Well, Bill W. and Dr. Bob were the two men who came together in 1935 and had this chance meeting and started Alcoholics Anonymous, but they basically they changed the world. It was this magical moment in time where these two fellows came together who really needed each other, very polar opposites, and it changed the whole game. So
alcoholism it's just a horrific addiction that has ruined countless lives. And then AA is an organization, Alcoholics Anonymous, that has saved countless lives. This story captures the beginning, the genesis of this, and the people involved. Can you tell us a little bit about Bill W. and Dr. Bob as they're going to be presented dramatically in this show?
Yeah, absolutely. So Bill Wilson was a stockbroker from New York. He was a really well-known, smart guy he had brilliant ideas, but he was a fall in the gutter drunk. You know, back then they threw you away in these insane asylums for alcoholics. They didn't know what to do with them. And Dr. Bob was a simple man. He was actually a proctologist, but he was a simple man from Akron, Ohio. And Bill Wilson was on business in Akron, and he was sober 5 months. He was dry 5 months. There was no AA yet. And he was the deal he went to go take care of in Akron fell apart. And he was standing in the lobby of the Mayflower Hotel staring at the bar, and he was struggling. And he was like, I'm going to go have a drink. And he had white knuckled it for 5 months. So Bill Wilson had this thought out of nowhere. He said, I think I need another drunk to talk to. And he went over to the church directory and he picked out, there were 10 names on it. He called all 10 and people were hanging up on him. He's like, I'm Bill, I'm an alcoholic. And they were click, click, hanging up on him. And then the 10th person suggested this woman, Henrietta. He calls Henrietta, and then Henrietta eventually said, I know just the man. And she was friends with Dr. Bob's wife. They came together. And Dr. Bob was shaking. He was in terrible shape. And he said, I'll give you 15 minutes. And they talked for 6 hours in this closed room. And it was a miracle. I mean, something happened between these two men. And they were like, well, telling our own stories to each other, there's something real about that. And long story short, they went out on to find another one, find a third, which ended up being this guy, Billy D, the third alcoholic. And when he finally said yes, the three of them went on their way to find a fourth, you know, and that's how it happened.
And then how is this translated into a play? How do we tell this story on stage?
Well, there's 24 scenes. And so it's very, it has a very cinematic feel to it. There are these like moments in time. The transitions between one house to another is really cool and simple, and so it's a real stylized piece. And we take you through some of the highlights. I mean, obviously, there's so much more that happened, but in a 2-hour show, we take you through it, you know?
And now you are intimately connected with this show. You play Bill W, and you are also the director of the show.
Yes, thank you.
So, from the director's standpoint, what attracted you about the script, and what are you trying to convey with the product on stage?
Well, I'm sober a long time and I got really lucky. I found sobriety in my teenage years,
Oh, wow.
ended up picking up again, and then finally got sober at 20. But I never even had a legal drink. And so I got really, really lucky. I didn't squander all that precious time. So to me, it means so much to me to be able to present this show to the masses. Because not only is it about, Alcoholics Anonymous, there's also, you see the birth of Al-Anon in the show.
And for
And so
those who don't know, you want to explain what Al-Anon is?
Al-Anon is basically, if you are involved with an alcoholic or an addict, that's the program you go to kind of get help and learn to not be so codependent. So Al-Anon is very important. In fact, there's a lot of sober people who also go to Al-Anon. Obviously, the obvious audience is anybody who's been affiliated with the program, but it's also just a really good theater piece as well. So as a director and an actor, it makes me really happy to present something that I know is so meaningful to so many, you know?
And with the story covering such a long span of time, that's where the talent of the director, of the actors, and of the writers come in to make that palatable, to make that enjoyable for that full 2 hours, and also make it make sense to have that much time pass by. Was that a challenge for you, both as an actor and as a director with this piece?
It's hard to tell a story over that amount of time because at times in a scene, we really start to get to the conflict and then we got to move on to a new scene. So it has its challenges. But if you come and you see the show, I think what you have to do is sit and watch it as you're looking at the entire arc of a show as opposed to individual scenes. Because if you're willing to go on the ride with us, then you see these moments in time all make sense and it all comes together as one cohesive piece. But it's certainly challenging. And I think at the end of the day, I love that I'm responsible for that. And I think everyone's doing a great job. I think the writers did a great job. And I know that because every time we've presented this in Los Angeles, I see what it does to the audience. And so that's my proof that it's working, you know?
So, what was the feedback like from the audiences in these other places?
Oh, it's amazing. I tell the actors it's the only play that you're ever going to do that they love you before they buy the ticket.
Now you have a cast of Chicago actors for this production complementing yourself. Is there anything that we can say about what you were looking for with the Chicago cast?
It's wild because Chicago is like, one of the great theater towns in the world. And they're such a sophisticated audience. And I also know how important it is to provide opportunities for Chicago actors. So it was my hope to find them, and I did. And boy, did I get lucky. So I just hope for people who understood the story. On the surface level, I was looking for timeless faces, people who could fit in any time. But at the end of the day, they certainly have to be able to deliver, and they do, and it's beautiful. And so I'm just looking for people who are moved by the material, and it's not just an acting gig, people who cared about the mission,
Is it 2 hours of just intense drama, or are there light moments in there as well?
It's very, very funny and inspirational and heartwarming. It's got the whole thing. It's not intense. I mean, there's drama in the show, of course, but it is funny. It's inspirational. It's got all the stuff that I love in a show. So, you definitely will laugh, and hopefully leave inspired as well. Yeah.
And that is opening March 7th, Thursday, March 7th, and that is running through April 14th at this juncture. Is that right?
Yeah. We hope to, if it catches on, we hope to extend, but that's where we're at right now. So if anyone hears this past April 14th, they should check the website. Maybe we're still going, you know.
And that's at the Biograph Theater in Lincoln Park.
Yeah, Biograph Theater. Yeah, it's a really cool spot. I mean, it's a landmark. It's incredible.
Thanks to Ricky Lee Travolta for allowing us to excerpt a portion of his interview with Ronnie Marmo. We've elected to split this into two segments. This first one you've just heard is devoted to the play Bill W. and Dr. Bob. Look for our second part, where Ricky and Ronnie talk about I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce. Both plays are running in tandem at the Biograph Theater on Lincoln Avenue through April 2024, and possibly longer. For ticket information, visit Bill W. and Dr. Bob on stage.com or LennyBruceOnStage.com. To hear the entire interview with Ricky and Ronnie, visit Ricky's website, lifeandtimes.biz, or look for his podcast, It's Showtime with Ricky Lee, at Spotify or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. I'll have all of these links posted on our website at chicagobroadcastingnetwork.com. This is Reno Loveson, reminding you to like and subscribe to our podcast to stay up to date with events and interesting topics related to our kind of town, Chicago. As always, if you need audio or video assistance for your organization, take a look at renoweb.net.